hard work.
The best of the best have got the following.
What's your goal for the next 6 months?
From vacuum salesperson to $2.25 million agents, Sam Rigopoulos is someone that you can model yourself on excellence. He says it as it is, he's the real deal. I think you're gonna find out what you need to do to take your business to the next level.
Hey everyone, I'm so excited today. This guy here is amazing. 2.25 million approximately in fees, one of the best writers in the country. Sam, how are you?
Yeah, excellent, Tom.
Sam thanks. Rigopoulos, fellow
yeah.
Greek.
Fellow Greek, yeah.
Okay, so let's go straight into it. Sam, where do you work?
Jellis Craig in Northcote.
Okay, so for our viewers around the country, yep. Northcote is in Melbourne, obviously.
Yeah,
what part of Melbourne?
It's about 6Ks in and north of Melbourne. So I think most people around the country would be familiar with suburbs like Carlton, Fitzroy, Brunswick. We border those suburbs.
So Carlton is where they did Underbelly, is that?
Yeah, that's right. Not our number one clientele base. But
right. So what's your average price?
My personal average price is about 1.4.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I just ask you, your business unit looks mm-hmm. like what at the moment?
It's just morphed into a team of four over the last 6 months, yeah. Which consists of Jeremy, buyer manager, Nigel, senior buyer consultant, and Liz, my EA.
Right. Okay. Fascinated, off camera, you said to me that pretty much straight out of school,
yep.
went to uni,
yep.
Dropped out. Got a job selling vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
learnt sales there. I want to ask you, particularly now that you've made reference to market share,
yep.
you're an attraction agent,
yep.
in the sense that you're not the type at your level at the moment that goes out knocking on doors,
no.
wanting business. Business comes to you?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. The kind of business that you get is... The better properties?
Yep, definitely.
What have you had to do to become an agent that gets call-ins, to become that attraction business?
I think, you know, if we maybe start from, you know, go back before it's gotten to that attraction yeah. level, is that I got really clear on who I wanted to be in my market, and I didn't want to be all things to all people. I wanted to focus on a particular segment of our market. And that part of the clarity is part of the success, and that part of the clarity permeates through our team, and that's the team is now cohesive because of that clarity. But what that meant was when we made that decision of who we want to be, what we want to be known for, we started to put a plan around that. And part of that plan was that we had to pick our battles, right? So if we got invited into a property that didn't necessarily meet our... how we saw ourselves or where we wanted to be as a team, we put a particular level of effort into winning that business. But if something was about to come on that was really in line with our, you know, our vision of ourselves as a team, that we would move heaven and earth to make sure that we listed that business, right? We would do anything, there's not an amount of money that we right. that we would hold back in investing in trying to win that business. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who would work as hard as our team at trying to develop a strategy, a plan, an outcome, to create an outcome to win that particular type of business. And so from that, it then forces you, when you list that business,
yeah.
to continue that level of energy and that attention or focus on excellence to win it and pick your battles and pick your peak moments in your working life, and then really knock it out of the ballpark.
Guys and girls, pause, think about this. What Sam has more or less said is that if you become everything to everyone, you become nothing to anyone.
Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
Got to stand for something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what you said is that you went, if there was business at that higher end and the kind of property that you want,
yep.
you went all in.
Yep.
It was as if it was Wimbledon. Like,
absolutely.
We want to win Wimbledon.
Absolutely.
We want to win the Australian Open.
Absolutely. So we started to do things like, you know, exclusive cocktail nights, VIP nights, really rapid selling to premium buyers and connecting a lot of.
So let's talk. I love that word, rapid selling. What is rapid selling to premium buyers?
That's giving you a test drive of Real Estate Gym. Let me tell you, if you're a subscriber and a member of the gym, you'll be getting videos from our co-coaches all the time. You'll be getting mentors, you'll be getting scripts, you'll be getting dialogues, you'll be getting templates, and most importantly, My Prospector, your personal accountability system to make more calls, get more appointments, get more listings. From around $10 per week, realestategym.com.au, your personal coach.